Voltzart Audio Productions presents The Breathing Dead, A Zombie Tale by the author A.M. Esmond. This audiobook is read by Paul Rees. Zombies, or reanimated corpses, appear in many cultures worldwide and in different incarnations. Whether it is voodoo, folklore, or in today's pop culture, they are ultimately humans who lack full consciousness. Death has fascinated humans as long as life itself. Ishtar, the Babylonian goddess of fertility, in an ancient decree supports this. As Ishtar approaches the gates of the underworld, she demands the gatekeeper to open them, saying, "If thou openest not the gate to let me enter, I will break the door, I will wrench the lock, I will smash the doorposts, I will force the doors, I will bring up the dead to eat the living, and the dead will outnumber the living." How true Ishtar's words were to become, as this tale tells. George couldn't remember the day he died of a massive heart attack. He lay in his bed, on his back, wheezing and gasping for breath. At the time, he thought, "I'm too young to die." The ambulance arrived at the hospital and George was pronounced dead on arrival. It was a warm Friday on the 2nd of August. That was 3 months ago, and now he was back, back from the dead. George's memory was limited. His brain was functioning on an instinctive level of consciousness and void of all emotion. He yearned and craved for one thing and one thing only: flesh. It equaled food, desires for fleshy tissue. Whether it be a rat, a dog, or man, it was all food. His instinct dictated that was what he required to stay alive. He walked aimlessly around a supermarket, and at that point, George died once more. A sharp object severed his head from his shoulders and congealed blood.